Welcome to the IPMA's Who Am I interviews. And I am so excited today to have with me the group Crow Women. And they are a women's choir who sing about the cycles of the seasons, rites of passages, and the goddesses and gods of the neo-pagan traditions. And they are a women's spirituality circle founded in 1992. And they're still going strong today. And I'm just so excited to be here with you all. How are you all doing today?
We're great.
We're doing good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, awesome, awesome. So let's get like right into this. So anyone can start, and please add as you choose. Tell us a little bit about how you guys got into music.
So we were a coven, like you just said, all the way back in 1992, and we are all kind of musical. So we did a lot of singing at our events and rituals, and then we started like singing at bigger events and rituals like Pagan Pride and fun stuff like that. And people started writing their own songs for our spirituality practice. And so that we just kind of organically transitioned into a band. And then it was kind of weird because we were sort of schizophrenic. And there was Crow Women the circle, and there was Crow Women the band. And at some point we kind of had to figure out how to disentangle them somewhat. But that's how we got there. What else do y'all remember?
Yeah, we had a chance to do concerts at some of the regional festivals like Dragon Fest and a Magical Mountain Mabin over the years. So our local regional festivals had us in, and we were able to put out our first album in 2006, and a lot of those were covers. They were mostly things we'd sung around the fire circle with people at festivals, or else songs that we used in our own ritual. And then we started getting more and more of our original music. So I think by the second album, everything was all originals written by our members. Also the same on our third album and on the one that we're working on now. So the first one, Crow Goddess, has a lot of cover things. Like we have our version of We All Come From the Goddess, but then Crow Magic and Seasons are all originals.
Awesome. Awesome. It's really exciting that you guys kind of grew organically from being covers to your own stuff. That's really, actually, really cool. So you kind of answered this already because you are a pagan group, but what's the best thing about being a pagan group?
Alfred, I think honestly, it's the fame and fortune
Ah.
that you get from being a pagan group.
Yeah, that's it right there.
No, really, we see it as a service to our community in a way that so many of our songs are really meant to be used in pagan ritual, that they're either things that are meant to be part of rites of passage, or they are things that we would use in our own Sabbat and Ezbeth. So we use a lot of our music in our own rituals, and we really have it out there for others to hopefully replicate. Some of our songs are probably a little too complicated for others to try to do on their own, but a lot of them we do try to stick with that very chant-like sort of feel that you would get around the fire circle or in a ritual that people can use. So I think it's really putting things out there, and we're always looking at there should be a song for this, or nobody sings about this goddess. So there are some things that I think we kind of they organically grow or come to us in our sleep. Marilyn can tell you about songs that come to you in your sleep, but some of them are a lot more strategic when we look at, there isn't a song for this rite of passage, or wow, we're doing this ritual. Wouldn't it be great if there was a song or a chant about such and such? And so it's really, it is a service to the pagan community to really look at how can we express our faith, our beliefs through song, and putting that out there into the wider musical pantheon.
I'd say
Awesome.
another wonderful thing about our band is that it has given us each the opportunity to create a song.
And some of us didn't realize we could be songwriters until it happened. And we feel that some of our songs are inspired. Some of them come from our desire to create a song for a specific purpose, as Tara said, but it really opens up our creativity. And we feel that that's a blessing personally to us, that we can contribute in that way from our own experience, from our own spirit.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. So what's the most challenging thing about being a pagan group?
Well, one of the challenges I think that probably all pagan groups face is just finding avenues to be heard. You know, it's not like if you're a pop group and you get airplay on all the radio stations across the country. So we're always looking for new ways to get our music out so that people can actually hear it.
Yeah, I think that being in such a small niche, we really rely on each other as pagans and as other pagan musicians and as people like you to help us get some more wider airplay.
Awesome. Well, it's our pleasure and our honor that you've all have decided to work with the IPMA, and we'll continue to work in that direction, which kind of leads me to the next question is that, and you kind of answered it already, but how can the IPMA help you to enhance your musical reality?
Well, I think a lot of the things you're doing are really excellent. So for example, the awards, it gives people visibility. To be nominated. It's something that you can put on your Facebook feed or tell your Patreon subscribers, hey, look, I've nominated for the best pagan band. And that's nice. It's really makes you feel good, like someone is paying attention. And of course, I'm sure that winning would be great. Maybe one of these years we will. And the site is well linked into other pagan organizations. I know that you network quite a bit, and that's very much appreciated. You work with some of the festivals, and that's all of that is good. Having another landing page for our bio where we can, when people are asking, well, what do you do? We can have them go to our own website, but we can also suggest that they could go check us out there. And I also like that because you work with a lot of different pagan artists and bands, that you become a networking center for all of us with one another, so that the different groups that are out there active on the pagan circuit can help each other to find places to play and stations on which they can put their music and so on. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for being there for us.
Awesome. So you guys pick the song We Turn the Wheel that we're going to hear here in a few minutes. But can you tell us a bit about the song before we listen to it?
Sure. This song is sort of like the anchor song for our third album, Seasons, which is a journey through the pagan year. And I wrote this song at the request of the band to say, can someone write a song that's really like about the whole year? And I was like, yes, I can do that, because I already had a melody in my head. And it was, I don't know if it was around sound, but I was thinking about sound. So I had like a little verse going about sound. I was like, I could just do all the Sabbaths, and I could do every one of those in a verse. And so, yeah, and everyone liked the song. Luckily. So that's how that song came about. And I've heard people say, I think this was especially your mom, who said, thanks for that song, because now I get it. Now I really get what you guys are doing, you know, what your celebrations are just from listening. So I like that.
It was a great experience to create that album. And we did start and work through the Wheel of the Year. We had some songs already that were appropriate for specific occasions. And then we also wrote songs to take to be in the place of a particular season or a Sabbath or an occasion or an event. So we fill that in, and we feel that we have adequately covered the year with two or three songs that represent each season of the pagan calendar.
So I think all of us here wrote songs for that album. It's really nice the way that we collaborate and we all support each other. Like Carol wrote the Beltane song. You want to say something about that?
Actually, I think I started on the words to that before we started doing this album. And, you know, it's one of those things that I wrote some lines like, you know, about jumping the fire. And it just sat there for, you know, a fair amount of time. I think quite a few of my songs seem to do this. And then we start doing the recordings, and stuff gets tweaked when we do the recordings. And in this case, Elaine was playing native flute on it. It has a substantial break in there.
For drumming?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have a drummer we work with who's, we have two drummers we've worked with who are really excellent, both of them.
Yeah.
And they support the vocals that those of us here in the room do.
Yeah, and so the song basically is a retelling of the Beltane celebration that we go to in New Mexico.
So you can see that Deb's song is the overview of the whole Wheel of the Year. And then for every Sabbath, there's a couple of songs that that are dedicated specifically.
For example, I wrote a song called Darkness, Holy Be. And I wrote that because around Yule, everybody is excited about the coming of the light. But what feeds my soul is sinking into the magic and the beauty of the darkness and the drama of the winter and the short days and the long nights. So I wrote a song especially to honor the darkness, the dark days, and going within.
Awesome.
That album will also always be very special because it was the last album that had the participation of our dear sister, Donna Pauline, who passed while we were working on that album. So I think, you know, it's seasons of passing as well, not just the seasons of the year. So I think that album particularly will always be really special to our group. And we hope some of that specialness is reflected when people hear it.
Yeah, and you, Tara, you wrote a eulogy to Donna, which is the final track of that album. So mm-hmm. we go around the wheel and then we stop and honor the passing of one of our wonderful lead singers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's really awesome. And so we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to We Turn the Wheel by Crow Women. And we'll get back and we'll talk some more as soon as that's over.
On in bulk we join in sacred rite to cleanse our souls and honor goddess breed.
And the wheel turns as the wind blows and the river flows to the sea.
Ostara, we hail a coming dawn
and celebrate the spring of life returning.
Summer, we celebrate our beauty.
It's really fantastic. But you know what? The arrangement for that was really interesting. Could you can we talk a little bit about the arrangement? Because it was so different in each of the sections.
Right. So what often happens with us when we're getting ready to record is we play with arrangements. And some of us really like to do that. And what we did on this song was we looked for the way to recreate through sound the mood and the feeling of not only what's in the song, but what we usually experience at that time of year in our sacred rituals. And so, for instance, the Imbolc part is very quiet and just a few high voices. And then when we're at Yule, everyone's singing and we have bells
ringing.
You know, so and
then, the Samhain one is very mysterious. Wind noise. Yeah, and it speeds up. The tempo increases at Beltane. Uh-huh. People will have to have another listen to the track now.
So yeah, that is fun when we do that. And that was the fun thing about that song was it had so many different faces.
Well, and I think Deb's comment about my mom listening to the song and saying, oh, I really get it now. I think it's also a great teaching tool, that it really is a way for someone who is new to the craft, new to pagan world, or just exploring to really understand what these different Sabbats, their theme, their feel, what we do during them. So I really love that it's kind of an entry point for people into paganism and pagan song as well.
Awesome. That is fantastic. So we're going to get a little bit later, we're going to give you an opportunity for you to be able to tell people where they can get your music. But there is another project, the Pagan Song Project, and at least one of the IPMA artists has actually started writing on that besides yourselves. And can you tell me a bit about the Pagan Song Project? Because I went over to it and looked at it, and it's really cool. It's something that our listeners would really like to know about.
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is, it's the same as our band site, but it's www.pagansong.com. But if you just Google Pagan Song, I think we're on the first page in Google. So what it is, it began as our band's band fan page. And so we started writing blog posts about all of the different songs that we've done and about our albums and so on. And then at some point, So in one of the posts, the song We Are a Circle Within a Circle by Rick Morris was included. And he wrote to me and said, hey, I wrote that song. And let me tell you a bunch of stuff about it. And I said, why don't you just write a post for us about that song? It's one of the most popular and well-known songs in the pagan community. And he said, oh, okay. So he became our first guest blogger. And so he wrote that post, and it's a really excellent post. Gives a lot of insight into that song and all the little pieces of it. And then we said to ourselves, well, if he wanted to do that, maybe other people would. And so we invited a lot of different artists to come on in and become writers. And so we now have, I think, 17 bands or so that contribute to the website. So every week it comes out on Thursday. I know that Lewis Guru and Krista Chapman Green write for us. Sharon Knight writes for us. Let's see, Arthur Hines and Celia Farron and let's see who else, the Spiral Rhythm Gang write for us. I just recommend, if you're interested, go have a look. Mama Gina writes for Pagan Song. And people, you know, come in, new people, every few months we'll add new writers. And so now it's like a meeting place for pagan musicians to talk about the pagan music scene from the inside. So some of the posts are, let me tell you about this song I wrote. It's a really cool song. Like, you know, Kellyanna talking about some of her pieces. And other posts are more like, here's how to do a really good performance. So people will write from one musician to another. And a number of us have done those sorts of things too. So if somebody's interested in playing, singing pagan music, we've got that. If someone is a practitioner and they want to know, you know, one of our most popular posts is one I wrote called Chants for Winter Solstice Rituals. And when people go into Google and they type in Chants for Winter Solstice Rituals, one of the first things that comes up is that blog post. And it's got from bands that, you know, us or people we don't know, people we've never met. But if it's a song that we've used, then we'll put it on the website. So it's a really excellent, ongoing, very strong and growing space where people interested in doing or listening to or using pagan music can learn a lot.
Awesome. Awesome. I know you're working on a couple of other projects. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. The first one is we are working on our fourth album, which once again will be all songs that we have written ourselves. It's going through kind of the pantheon of gods and goddesses, spiritual entities, and we've recorded most of the songs.
We're almost done recording. Yeah. We just need to do some mixing. We have a few trailing things we might still add, but a lot of them are deities you might recognize, like your song.
I have a song about fast. It's really more of a chant. Doesn't have a lot of lyrics, but it'll be very Egyptian.
Yeah, and I have a song on there for Hecate that sprang out of the annual Hecate retreat that used to happen, and I'm sure will happen again soon in the future, but at Ardentane, the pagan campus out near us in New Mexico. They have this yearly Hecate retreat, and we needed something to get us from kind of one station of a ritual to another. So we came up with this nice, easy chant that's a great moving from one place to the other with the dark goddess.
Mm-hmm. So there are different deities. Some of them are like more well-known, but some are special. Deities for some of us, like Spider.
I wrote a song about spiders. My totem animal is the spider, and I'm dedicated to Spider Woman and Arachne, the spider maiden, and Grandmother Spider. So I wrote a song about them and how they are helpful as blessings in our lives. A little unusual. Not everybody understands the blessing of spider.
And I wrote a song about how I am the goddess. The goddess is in me and I am in her. And the goddess is in all of these beautiful women around this table that are talking with you, and that deity is within all of us. So different ways of looking at deity, sacredness, sacred beings. We're pretty excited about this album, and it should come out this year.
Do we have a name for it yet?
I don't think we've actually really nailed it down. So why don't we skip over that for a moment?
Or we could have a listener contest.
That's true. Like, if people want to get in touch with us, go to pagansong.com and in the contact us, you can say what you think that record should be called.
The name of it. Yeah, good.
Yeah, we have tended to do our recordings several years apart. I think part of it involves forgetting how much trouble it was on the previous one.
It's like having a baby.
Yeah. And the other thing we're working on is participating in this Red album, which is a protest against the Supreme Court throwing out women's rights to control their own bodies. We have written a song, pretty much a group project writing this song. And of course, it's needed a lot of tweaking, and we have recorded it. It was a truly amazing thing. It's recorded in little pieces, a whole bunch of little pieces that have to get put together, and it's all going to be wonderful. It's quite a powerful song, and whether there's 16 or 17 groups or individuals on this
on the
project,
compilation, the Red album,
some of them, some very well known people like S.J. Tucker and Spiral Rhythm, and I think we're really pleased to be in that company.
And the song is called "How Dare You," and it's the chorus starts. How does the chorus start, Tara? You sing it.
How dare you try to challenge the goddess?
I am birth, I am death, I am mysteries untold. How dare you wreak this harm on her children? And so on. It's a very powerful piece, and it was very fun to do, meaningful to us. So those are the projects we're working on right now.
That's really awesome. Where can folk get your music? You kind of made one comment on that, but where are all the places? I know that we have a link to your music on your IPMA site, which of course is ipaganma/crowwoman. But where else can they get your, can they purchase your music?
Well, you can say, "Alexa, play Crow Women on Spotify." So we're on all of, you know, the big services, Apple Music and so on. We have everything up on YouTube. But of course, like all pagan bands, we would dearly love for you to actually buy a physical CD, because that income really helps us to get the money together to make our next project. And you can order those directly from us, and we will mail them to you. So just come on over to www.pagansong.com and look for the menu that says All Things Crow Women. And in that menu, there's our store, and you can order stuff, and I'll send it to you.
And you can also download our music. So that's if you're a person who doesn't collect physical CDs anymore, you can also do downloads of our albums or our songs.
Right. We're on Amazon and so on. Yeah. So awesome. Please just get in touch with us if you have any special desire in a particular way to get the music. And then, of course, we're available for concert bookings. So get in touch too.
Absolutely. And of course, let's not forget that there is the book our artist right on the IPMA site. And we have that up on there. And if you, after you listen to this wonderful interview and check out their page, and if you're ready to book them, just click book now and you'll be able to book them if it's within their schedule. Am I correct?
That's correct.
What message do you want to share with those who will listen to this interview?
I think one message is that when we create our music and when we record it, we really are doing it straight out of our hearts and through the energy that we are able to channel from the goddess. And so We just send this music out in love and perfect trust to anyone who can get any benefit from it at all.
Yeah, we have not gotten any individual compensation on these CDs that we've done. The money that comes in, some of it goes to repay the cost of producing the CD, and some of it goes into our Coven Kitty for our various activities. But we don't do it to enrich ourselves. We do it to enrich the mm-hmm. community.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that any of you would like to share that we haven't covered that you really want us to know?
No, just saying we're a pagan choir and coven, and we've been doing music since the mid-90s. This group just had our 30-year reunion.
Wow.
We're here for you. We'll always be here for you. We love creating music for ritual and for your spiritual journey. So let's go on it together.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for spending this time with me today. And I look forward to our further collaborations and for us to be together at festivals during the next season. Once again, thank you.
Well, so long from the Crow women.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.